Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So this one's been percolating in my mind for the last few days, and it's just been me processing some stuff. And I wanted to share it with you. It is an extension, if you follow me on Instagram, of one of my shower thoughts, which is you can stand for something without standing against something else. And so I wanted to explore this idea. It was really triggered by one of my previous podcast episodes, which, let me check what it was called. Make Less Noise and Just Be Regular Old You. And essentially that ep, if you haven't listened to it, go have a listen. It was about how I was just feeling like, what's the point? Why am I making noise? I don't want to be taking up, you know, I don't just want to be shouting at people. And everyone in the space seems to be like bold and big, and maybe I'm not enough as I am. You know, that was really where the inspiration for that podcast had come from. And so in it, I spoke about how you, by scrolling through my Instagram feed, I could be forgiven for thinking that only those who are big and bold have success. You know, it's like those who look the loudest and shout the loudest are the ones being seen and heard. And like, and also there was a little bit of commentary on how we live in this very Kardashian-esque world at the moment where everyone seems to be getting work done. And as someone who has made a conscious choice not to this point and has grown out their coloured hair so they could, you know, just be who I am, how that is unusual. Like our unique self is the thing that makes us stand out. And it doesn't have to be look big and bold. It can just be you in all your perceived whatever, awkwardness, shyness, you know, all that stuff can actually make you stand out if you own it. So I recorded that episode and I got some really great feedback from you guys. You know, some of it really landed with a lot of you. And so I just kind of went on with my life. And then I was looking for potential guests for Make Some Noise and was just checking out this woman's Instagram feed. And she is like a big, bold personality with work done and, you know, brightly coloured hair. And she had written this post about how, about how, you know, basically saying, this is my body and I'll do whatever I want with it. And I immediately felt a sense of shame around my judgment. And my judgment wasn't necessarily specifically towards this woman, but women like her. And I felt like Yeah, I felt ashamed. I felt ashamed of my judgment and my putting that judgment out into the world. Because honestly, it really is up to anyone. Who am I to say what you can and can't do with your body? It's your body. Who am I to say what you can and can't do with your hair? It's your hair. And it's not my message. Like, my message is, be whoever the fuck you want to be. And if that includes getting your lips done, fucking do your lips. Like, don't fucking care about what I think about that. Right? But it did send me in a bit of, not a huge spiral, but a little bit of a spiral where I was just considering all of my opinions and how scary it can be to put them out there only to be proven wrong and to have your point of view questioned and pointed out that it's wrong. And even worse, to discover yourself that something you put out into the world you no longer believe, right? And this is a thing that stops a lot of us from voicing our opinion on things because, well, I don't want to be seen as wrong. I don't want to have my, beliefs questioned by others necessarily. I do enough questioning myself. And most of the time I feel like I offer quite a well-rounded view because I do have the ability to see this side and that side and structure something that can speak to both. And yeah, is it any wonder why people are afraid to share their opinion or to say something that could be divisive or trigger someone else? Because when we see the effect of that on another human being, if we have a sense of compassion, it can feel shit. It can feel really shit. So that's what happened to me this week, I put something out in the world, and whether or not this person ever saw it, and whether or not this person's post was inspired by me, I'll never know. But what it saw was the impact that we can have when we stand against something, right? So there's a difference for standing for something. This is what I've discovered through my inquiry this week. And of course, could change as I delve further into this. But right now where I stand is, I can stand for something without standing against something else. So I guess there is another piece here, and it's like, where does the responsibility begin and end for me not to trigger anyone? Because my job here on this planet is to provoke thought. I'm here to provoke thought. I'm here to provoke inner curiosity within you through asking you the questions that you might not have the space to be able to ask yourself, right? That's what I'm here to do. I'm a thought provoker. It's what I do in my coaching. I offer you a different perspective, or I help you to see that there's nothing wrong with the perspective you have, right? So, where does our sense of responsibility for triggering others begin and end? And I think it comes down to a couple of things, right? Intention, obviously, like the intention of which you've said something. If your intention is to shame and is to hurt, then maybe not, But if your intention is not that, then cool, right? But we can set an intention. We don't really have any control over how our stuff is received. So all we can do is have good intentions. So there's that, right? It doesn't necessarily leave you off the hook, because I'm sure there are plenty of, cult leaders who have have had good intentions, but take no responsibility. And I know there's plenty of coaches out there that have good intentions and take no responsibility. So there does need to be also, I guess, a sense of responsibility. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure I'm solid on that yet. Maybe that requires some further introspection and curiosity. But what I did, so in addition to what was happening in this like little world of mine with me speaking something that I felt was my truth but perhaps had a little bit of judgment attached to it, and then seeing the effects or the potential effects that could have on someone, and what it brought up was, at the same time, you know, in Australia we've been having this federal election that happened last weekend, or the weekend before, because I'm recording this on a Friday, and it'll be going out the following Wednesday. So anyway, we've had an election in Australia, and what happens when we have an election is we see a lot of people, well, I do in my feed, probably because I'm of left persuasion, and so I attract a lot of people into my world who are also of left persuasion and tend to have big opinions, right? For example, if you vote anyone else other than the Greens, you don't care for the environment. Or, you know, like if you on the other side of that, on the other side of that is, like, obviously if you vote Greens, you don't give a fuck about the economy. And when you're on either side of that, there's a bit of bullshit, right? Because just because I stand for the environment doesn't mean that it also has to come at the expense of the economy. Those things aren't opposing forces. They can work together. But our Facebook feeds would have us believe that if you vote Liberal, then you don't care about women, you don't care about the poor, or the disadvantaged, and you don't care about the environment. And that might be true. I don't know, but I do know some people who voted Liberal, and I wouldn't say that's true of them. They might have just a different perspective. I don't know. But there's nothing to be gained from one side making assumptions and shaming the other. Right? This is what I've learned this week. We can stand for something without standing against something else. It's like we can stand for the environment without standing against money. And for me, I guess that brought up the question, what do I stand for? Because I'm not standing against plastic surgery. I'm not standing against hair colour. I mean, fuck, I had bright red hair for years. I'm not standing against, you know, people who wear makeup or high heels. I'm not actually even standing against sales funnels and webinars. I'm not standing against any of that stuff. What I stand for is doing things your way. What I stand for is, for me personally, what I stand for is allowing myself to be who I am and not having shame around the fact that I'm getting older and that it's visibly apparent. You know, I do look in the mirror and I see jowls starting to form, and I see eye wrinkles and my eyelids hanging over my eyes, and I see the impacts of aging, and I choose to embrace them because for me it's about the inner work. The outer doesn't matter so much. For me, it's about the inner. And that does not mean I'm against the outer, and that does not mean that I think that all people who do work on the outside aren't focused on the inside. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not standing against that. what I'm standing for is your right to choose. And when I stand against things, I stand against them. That's not choice. That's not giving you the choice as to what you want to do. You know, I had a few client calls this week, and the question came about, like, what is it that you want? Like, really want? And then you do what it takes to be that, to do that. And if that involves sales funnels and having a copywriter and, you know, whatever, then do that. For me, it feels gross, and so I don't do those things. For you, if it's in alignment with who you want to be and the life you want to lead, then fucking go for it. Don't feel ashamed. Own that shit, right? Like, this is the thing. Own it. Own who you are. Own that you have a choice. Own that my perspective is not the perspective. Own that you can ask yourself the questions, you know? Oh gosh, I turned around and there's a breeze, and oh my God, I was so hot and sweaty there for a sec. Yeah. So it's been a big week of learning and growing for me, and, you know, deep inquisition. And I found some things that I didn't like. And I also found a lot that I did. You know, I do really admire my willingness to ask the questions of myself. I do really, you know, for me, I spent a lot of time protecting myself from getting things wrong, censoring, editing, you know, keeping my truth palatable. And now what I see is I see that that's not in the best interests of anyone. And for me to, you know, I still stand by some of the things that I said. I stand by my choice to let myself age and be and learn to be okay with that and embrace that, because I do want to see women like me, and there aren't a lot of us in the world right now. And if you're listening to this, you're probably one of us, right? But that doesn't have to come at the expense or at the ridicule of someone who doesn't stand for it. One does not come at the expense of the other. And you have complete autonomy and ownership over what you do with your mind, with your body, with your time, with your energy, with your money, with your ideas. The power always lives within us as individuals. And that is how we make the world a great place, right? Through owning, through willing to get things wrong, through being a beginner, embracing that, embracing the learning process, embracing failure. It also, the world becomes a better place when we seek to understand rather than judge, when we get curious, when we're open to having conversations. And I think that will be my next episode, so stay tuned for that. All right. Okay, there is one last thing that I want to end with, right? And this is just actually, I just want to tell you about something. So I had a call with my good friend and podcasting mentor, Elsie Escobar, and she just had some contact with the guy who owns or founded Overcast, which is a podcast app that I'm actually going to check out at the moment. But I just really wanted to invite you to, listen, like obviously you're listening to this app, but if there's something that you really dug about it, I would fucking love if you are listening in Spotify, if you could hit those three dots and share it to your Insta stories and tell people what you loved about the conversation. You know, and the reason I brought up Overcast is that you can actually get a snip of that and share it to Twitter or Instagram. So if there's something that you love in this podcast or others, like share, because creating a podcast is a fuckload of work, or it can be. And we as podcasters are committed to showing up regardless of downloads, right? Like the true ones of us who are here for self-expression, are here to make a difference in the world, are showing up regardless. But it is really nice for us to be able to grow our audience and to share our message further. So if you want to check out Overcast, I haven't quite finished using it, but it looks like a great app so far. And if you're unhappy with the app that you're using, unfortunately it's iOS only at the moment, so sorry Android users, but if you're an Android and you're listening in Spotify, hit those three dots and share the app to Instagram and tell people what you thought about it. Because I would love to. I do feel like there's a lot in these apps. There's a lot of value, and I would like it to. I think these are things more people need to hear, basically, is what I'm saying. So I'm inviting you to help me spread the word by sharing your thoughts around these apps with your own communities. All right, that is it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.